It's your SNL Standby Line podcast with your hosts, Jill and Amanda.
Hi, it's us again.
Hi, everybody.
We are back. This is our first full episode. We're going to call it episode one. We would like to introduce ourselves to you so that you can kind of learn a little more about us. And if you stay tuned, at the end of this episode, though, we will have an outline, some rough basic standby line tips. So stay tuned for that. Make sure you keep on listening because that'll be a good guide for newbies.
Yeah, just real basic ones that you guys might need. That's going to be at the end of the episode. But I think to start, we're just going to introduce ourselves more to you guys. You know that we're Jill and Amanda. Those are our names, but you don't really know anything else about us. I'll start.
Okay.
So, obviously, you know, my name's Jill. I am 28, turning 29. I'm an oldie. And I am actually not a podcaster or an SNL goer as a job, a career. That would be really nice if I was. But yeah. I'm a teacher. I teach kids.
How old?
Well, right now I'm doing substituting, so all different ages, but primarily preschool.
Okay.
That's what I do. I lived in Connecticut for my whole life, and I moved down to Virginia recently. We are actually moving back up to Connecticut.
Soon.
We're very excited because we'll be very close to New York.
Yeah, because right now we're driving 8 hours to do the standby line.
Yeah, we do. Every time we go to standby, we drive about eight. It's an 8-hour drive, more than that, and it ends up being about 9 hours. So yeah, that's.
But we love it, so it's worth it.
It shows you how dedicated we really are.
But that's the reason we're not there every week.
Correct. And I've been doing the standby line for 3 years. I started in the fall of 2016. I believe it was November 5th was like my first episode.
Who was on it?
Benedict Cumberbatch. And I truly cannot remember the musical host. I can't remember the musical host. But it was Benedict Cumberbatch. I really don't remember who sang with
him. That's all right.
I'll get back to you guys on that. But it was in November of 2016. Since then, I have done 20 episodes.
Holy crap.
Yeah. I think I did about 3 my first season, 5 my second, and then 10 my third?
I think you did seven your second season.
Correct. Once you do it so much, it gets kind of a blur.
Yeah.
Anyways, so that's something I've done. And I thought we could talk, like, who is your favorite cast member? Just so you guys, once you guys listen to more of our episodes, you won't be so shocked when you hear us talking so much about this person, which is a drum roll. For me, it is Cecily Strong. You guys will hear me talk about her a lot. I just think she's great. We'll do a whole episode about that later down the road. But
in this house, we love Cecily Strong.
It's true. So I'll let Amanda talk to you about herself, and then we can tell you more about how we actually met and how this whole thing started.
Yes, my favorite subject.
Yeah.
Me.
Your favorite subject. Yeah, okay. That's very Capricorn of you.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so I'm Amanda. I'm 32. Jill called herself old.
You're old. I don't know what I am.
No, I'm 32, and I am born and raised in Virginia, but soon to be relocating to Connecticut.
Woo!
I know. I'm a 911 dispatcher by trade.
Very important.
Yeah, by trade. So I am not in the comedy sector at all whatsoever. And I'm actually a newbie to SNL. I started watching, I think, the end of season 42. The second half of season 42 is when I started watching. So I'm very new, but I...
But you've been, we've been doing a lot of, like, our free nights have been spent rewatching
yeah.
a lot of old episodes so she could see all the old good stuff.
Yeah, and, like, form and develop my own opinions on what's going on now, which I know that a lot of people aren't loving it right now, but I love everything about it. Everybody kind of feels like my friends, like, I like to hang out with them on Saturday nights. It's really great. I love it. I have done, as of now, as of the time of recording, 15 shows, and all 15 of mine have been with Jill. She did 5 before she met me. That was just from this season and last. Last season I did 5, and then this season so far I've done 10, but we plan to attend.
But you've been doing it for 2 years.
Right.
So you still got 2 years under your belt.
I know, it's wild to think about. And then, I don't know, my favorite cast member, it
goes back and forth.
It does. In this house, we do love Cecily Strong, but I'm a big fan of Kate McKinnon, too. Yeah. I know, so predictable,
But we really do. Before the hype of her all started, we both enjoyed her.
Well, that's not true. Not for me. My hype started because I saw Ghostbusters.
That's fair.
Yeah, so Kate McKinnon drew me into the show initially, just like a million other people, I'm sure. But now that I'm here, I have I'm developing a real appreciation for everybody else.
I started watching this show when I was 17 or 18.
10 years ago.
When I was in high school, because I remember watching it in high school on my little tiny TV, the ones with the antennas on it.
Your rabbit ears?
Yeah. So I've been watching this show for about 10 years, so I always enjoyed Kate and stuff, mm-hmm. and then she became very big and very hype, but Cecily's always been my girl. And previously before that, it was and will always be Amy Poehler.
The legend. I love Amy Poehler.
I know.
It's so funny that, my knowledge of Amy Poehler starts, with her book and with, Parks and Rec, and I only, know her on SNL as, an afterthought.
I know, that's where she started.
I know, it's so funny.
Anyways, we're turning this into a cast opinion.
No, we're a cast appreciation. We cast love appreciation. The show.
So it's actually a cool story. We fully and completely met because of SNL.
Yeah.
Not just on Twitter. I didn't even know Amanda on Twitter.
Right.
We first met on a blogging site that involved SNL.
Yeah.
And I think talking to you on the blogging site, I found your Instagram.
Yeah, somehow or another. Oh yeah, because you were at standby line for Gal.
I think it must. Yeah, it was the beginning of the season. Gal
and Ryan Gosling. Right.
Ryan was first, and then Gal.
But through hashtags, I found SNL or standby line or something like that. I was just browsing hashtags.
We had talked to each other multiple times for months.
Yeah,
for months on the blogging site, but we didn't really know each other.
Right. So we ended up kind of running into each other, I guess, on Instagram just through hashtags and liking pictures before mm-hmm. I knew that it was you.
Correct.
Yeah, it was really neat. So then when we realized who each other was,
It was kind of awkward, though, because it was one of those,
Who's going to say it?
Is this you? Yeah. Is this you?
who's going to bring it up first and admit to creeping around on Instagram?
And that was back in...
Oh my god. Not last summer, the one before.
2017.
Yeah.
Correct. So summer 2017 leading August. Into no, fall. September. Yeah, so about fall 2017. And then Amanda, I had already been planning on going to Standby Line in November of that year with some friends, and you happened to have work off.
Yeah, I got my schedule because in my job we get our schedule an entire month in advance. So I got my November schedule and I had 2 weeks off. They had to use up some holiday time. So I text messaged Jill and I said, let's do Standby Line.
I didn't believe you. I was like, what? She's going to say that and then not really mean it. And then she did. She showed up at the Standby Line.
You had told me that. I remember because the gal show, you immediately came out from the show, from dress rehearsal, to text me about it.
Yes.
So I knew you did Standby. So that's when I said, well, let's do it. And I showed up and my first show ever was Larry David and Miley Cyrus.
Yep, Miley Cyrus. What a first show.
But Larry David, though.
Larry David.
Incredible. And then, because I had so much time off, we planned to do both shows that month. They were together. It was Larry David and Miley Cyrus. And then Tiffany Haddish and Taylor Swift.
Oh, that was the next week, which we totally did not think we were getting into.
Right, because Taylor Swift. And we couldn't get there until Friday afternoon late. And I think we were, number 80 in line. We were
far back.
Yeah, and we were we are never getting into a Taylor Swift show. But luckily, nobody really knew Tiffany Haddish at that time. She wasn't as popular as she is now. But that is truly, when people ask me, that's one of my favorite shows that I've been to.
I looked it up. It was Beyonce's little sister was my first Solange? Show. Solange, yeah.
That's a cool
Beyonce's
show.
Beyonce's little sister, Solange. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We did two shows in a row.
Yep. And then the rest was kind of history. We just kind of started crushing and then...
Yeah.
We ended up together. Now we live together and we do the standby line weekly.
Yeah, well, mostly weekly. Mostly we do as much as we can. We've done 10 episodes this season. That's pretty good.
Yeah. And then we're hoping to make it all of them next season. Maybe give or take a few we can't do. Yeah. But...
Well, we should be living in Connecticut, which is it's much easier.
You know, it always depends on who's hosting.
Right.
What's going on, what the weather is going to be like.
Yeah. But anyways, so that's kind of our story and how we got started. And we just thought, we've been talking about doing a podcast like this for a while.
Since the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
And it is almost the end, and we are just now putting it into place.
We are procrastinators. Fight us.
We do. We both have full-time jobs, and we have a side business we do, and don't have a lot of time. But it is something we've been trying to get together for months, and it finally just kind of fell into place.
We've decided to commit.
Yeah, we decided to commit. Which, of course, end of the season. Silly of us, but...
But that's okay. I mean, it'll give us a chance to kind of... get the hang of what we're up against here, because podcasting is no easy business, friends.
No, and I mean, I have a little experience in podcasting. I will fully admit this.
Yeah, tell
it's
us
a
why.
Little bit embarrassing.
Tell us more.
A little bit embarrassing. Years ago, I actually ran a Taylor Swift podcast.
I love it.
We were the number one Taylor Swift podcast. We had over 1 million downloads. So yeah, I have a bit of experience with podcasting. That was several years ago, and I didn't do a lot of the behind-the-scenes work, and Amanda has never done a podcast, so this is really pretty new to both of us. We're just having a good time at it and just learning and doing our best.
Yeah, so stick with us. Help us out. And we always want your feedback, too, so...
We don't want to be boring, so tell us what you guys want to hear about.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if you don't like something, message us and be like, hey, that was pretty boring. It wasn't that exciting to listen to.
Right.
We won't be mad at you. We don't want to be boring, so.
So, just keep us posted on what you like to hear. And, you know, we always welcome feedback.
Right. And this is, again, in our very first introduction episode. We can't wait to, get more established and get more into it, where we can talk to you guys about, real in-depth standby line tips and experiences and shows we've done and exactly what to pack, exactly what to do, what happens if it's going to be a monsoon or a rainstorm.
Right.
And also, we can't wait to go to the episodes and talk about all the sketches that get cut, because
that's so fun.
I know it
that.
Is. And a lot of the time we forget too. So it's going to be good for us to talk about it and have it written down, because sometimes we forget too. A lot of the shows I can't remember whatsoever.
Even if
somebody paid me, I could not remember the sketches that got cut.
It's a damn shame.
We've actually thought about bringing a notepad into the show with us.
Don't tell anyone.
You know, because you're not allowed to use your phones, FYI. That's a good tip to know.
That is a good tip.
You're not allowed to use any phones at all. They literally put people on posts to watch the audience, just the audience. They always seem to catch everybody on their phones. I don't know how they do it.
It's incredible.
It is incredible. I don't know how they do it. It's like they have some wild, weird sensor in them. But anytime anyone even pulls out a phone, they catch it. They make you immediately delete any pictures you just took. I've seen them take someone's phone and delete it themselves.
Right.
I've seen them, even people who don't comply, be kicked out of the studio completely. So if you're going to go to the show, I always say, do not risk even pulling out your phone. It's not worth the risk. To me, it's not worth the risk. I would rather watch the show than potentially get a blurry or dark picture and get kicked out of the studio.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you can see the pictures online. And plus, they have tons of, behind-the-scenes videos of the studio.
And, you know, it would be real cool to have your own picture, but it's just not worth it, you know?
No, not at all.
It's not worth it. So what was I saying? Oh, right. So we wanted to bring in a notepad to try to write down everything we can remember, all the little, cute things that the cast do, maybe when the cameras are off, and cut sketches. So
right.
We're really excited to get to those episodes with you guys.
Yeah, so just hang with us and we'll have that upcoming.
All the fun stuff will come soon.
Yeah, exactly.
And we thought about doing some really fun giveaways like that involve like getting autographs from cast members. Because a lot of the time we do meet and greets after the show. Not really meet and greets, kind of, you know, make it your own meet and greets. We like to wait for the cast after the show, which we can talk about
in an
episode.
It's more of a stage door situation.
Stage door, kind of. We thought about doing some autograph giveaways, so you definitely want to stick with us.
Yeah, absolutely. For now, though, I guess we can kind of dive into some basic
standby line tips.
Yeah, just some survival situations. And first and foremost, before you even think about doing standby, consider at all. Yeah, exactly. Before you even show up, I need you to know that you have to be 16 years old and you must have a photo ID.
Were you with me the time the guy forgot his ID?
And he didn't realize until 15 till 7
and it was very unfortunate. He did not have anything on him and they would not give him a ticket. And that's just for safety and legal reasons.
And the tickets are non-transferable, so
correct.
They have to make sure that the ticket is going to the person who is there at 7 a.m. getting it.
They make it very difficult to ever possibly resell it, to photocopy it, Photoshop it.
Any of that.
And that's why you have to have your ID. And it needs to be a photo ID. It can't be a card that says your name on it. It can't just have your picture. It needs to have a name and a picture. Now, if you don't have an ID, I actually don't think a social security card works because it doesn't have your picture, but a passport works.
Yeah, passport does. Yeah.
If you don't have a driver's license, any kind of ID with your picture and your name, passport.
Well, it has to have your date of birth as well.
Date of birth, yeah. School ID, if it has all those three things on it, passport works really good. Facebook doesn't work. And I have seen, it was really sad. One season I saw a dad with their son or their daughter. I believe it was their son. They came from far away and the son was under 16 and they didn't know the rules and they went to give out tickets in the morning and they could not give him a ticket. And it was sad, but luckily he came back next season when he was 16 and they were able to do it. But they take it really seriously, so...
Yeah, so make sure you do, and that's not even for just SNL, that's for every NBC show, because we did Fallon one time, and it's the same there.
Yeah.
And then let's see, what to bring, it really depends, it's seasonal.
Yeah, it is seasonal. Remember, guys, this show runs from September, the end of September, to
mid-May,
so the majority of the show, unfortunately, is cold weather.
Yeah, love that for us.
And it happens that Manhattan has its own official rule that it only rains on Fridays.
It's
in
true.
New York City.
And only when there's a standby line.
That's not true, but it does happen to rain a lot. So my suggestion to you on that is check the weather a week in advance. There's a great site called, AccuWeather. It's, how do you spell that?
ACCU weather, AccuWeather, accurate weather.
I think it tells you about a week or 2 weeks in advance.
Yeah, I mean, New York, of course, the weather changes every day, so you gotta, kind of...
That is another thing. If it says, if you are doing standby line and you look up the weather a couple days or a week before and it says it's gonna rain on Friday, don't panic, because
There's always a chance
it'll change. Yeah. It's very likely it will change.
Yeah. But anyways, you clearly want to pay attention to your seasons, but for the most part, you're going to, remember you're going to be outside all night and sitting still.
Yep.
So you like...
And in the same place.
Yeah, right. So unless it's, early October or, beginning in, the end of April, you're probably going to get cold at night. So we always bring a sleeping bag. In the very cold winter months, we bring tarps.
Yep.
Because
tarps are amazing.
Yeah, not only do they help keep you dry, but they will help keep you warm and insulated, which is brilliant.
And if you're coming out of state or anything, there is a camping store. We need to find out.
Modell's.
We need to find out a little more about it, where it's located. We'll get back to you on that, but it is called Modell's. It's a camping store, and there is a Dollar Tree. What street is that on?
It's going to be on 47th.
47th. It's a Dollar Tree store. They have a couple things there. They have blankets. They have extra clothes, sweatshirts. They sell plastic, which is really handy.
Yeah, it is. It's fantastic. But, like...
It does. It really keeps you so warm.
Yeah, your main concern in the wintertime is staying warm. Your main concern in spring is staying dry.
Ooh, hot hands.
I love hot hands.
There is a Duane Reade across from the standby line.
Yeah.
And it sells hot hands. Those are a great thing to keep you warm.
Yeah, they're fantastic. You just throw in your sleeping bag.
I guess really with what to bring, you have to decide first if you are going to go the chair route or if you are going to go the sleeping on the ground. If you're going to go the sleeping on the ground, I suggest, you know, putting a tarp down, maybe a camping mat, a sleeping bag, that stuff. If you're going to go the chair route, sleeping bag is great again. Blankets.
Yeah, if you're going to be in the chair, then you need to remember that the cold air does come up from the ground. So, we put a tarp down on our chairs.
We are chair people. We do the chair. We don't sleep on the ground. But a lot of people do sleep on the ground.
They do.
And they look real comfy.
You know, this is probably obvious, but remember that you will be outside on the sidewalk for the duration. So
correct. There are cockroaches.
Well, it's New York. But, I mean, you know, you have to spend the night outside, so you need to prepare accordingly. I suggest, especially in the cooler months, like mittens, extra socks, a hat.
Mm-hmm.
I take thermals that I wear underneath.
We don't start layered up. We try to stay unlayered as long as possible and then layer up once it starts getting really cold. Because if you put on all your layers... And then it gets cold, you don't really have anything to put on to keep you warm.
And be prepared to be immobile in your sleeping bag, because with all those layers,
you
girl...
You can't move.
No, you cannot.
You cannot move.
Yeah.
So, our biggest... I think if I had to bring... We should make a game out of this. If you had to bring only 3 essential standby line items, what would you bring?
Well, a chair, because I don't want to sleep on the ground. All right, chair... And then a onesie, like a furry onesie, and hot hands.
Oh my god, you forgot the best thing. My number one thing I will always bring, because you can use it for everything. It's like a multi...
What?
A tarp.
Oh,
yeah. You could roll yourself up in a tarp for a sleeping bag.
It's true.
You could put the tarp over you if it's raining. The tarp insulates you. It keeps you so warm. We have been in the winter. We have been woken up in a sweat. We have been woken up quite warm because our tarp was over us and
the condensation makes our sleeping bags wet. I mean, it's nice.
So I suggest no matter what time of season you're doing standby, you bring a tarp, because if you're doing it when it's warmer out, you might have a chance of rain and it can keep you dry. And in the winter, it'll keep you warm.
And if you don't need it, you leave it folded up in your bag. So, whatever.
And if you can't bring a tarp with you, this is really awesome. What we learned last season, Amazon will actually deliver directly to the line.
Yeah, it's called like Amazon Prime Now or something.
And all you have to do is put in the address where you are and they will deliver it to you in the line.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It is very cool.
We had some friends come in from Florida.
Yeah, and they ordered a chair and a tarp and Amazon brought it directly to them in line.
Incredible.
So you can do that, or you can go to the camping store or dollar store. All those places you can get plastic and tarp.
Yeah. And then I guess we can talk about like what time to arrive, because all of this is mostly for, well, if it's raining, but also primarily overnight. So what time do we arrive?
This is the biggest question we get asked all the time. This is what everybody wants to know, is what is the best time to get there? And our answer always is what?
It depends.
It depends. It really, it's a crappy answer, but it really does depend. And here are the things it depends on.
Well,
the weather.
Yeah.
The host.
Mm-hmm.
And the musical guest. Right?
Yeah.
What else would you say there's anything
else? No, I think that's really it. I mean, because if you have great weather, you're going to have a long line. If you have a great, like a very popular musical guest or host, you're going to have a long line.
And
it's raining.
If you have a popular guest and warm weather, you are going to have quite a long line.
Yeah, well, and it also really depends too, because, you know, like John Mulaney, he has a pretty big New York fan base, so that line grew really fast.
And that was in a snowstorm.
Yeah.
So the weather wasn't great.
Yeah, so it always really does depend. What we do know is that we have, for the past 2 years, we've done a lot of shows where we arrived on Friday afternoon. And by afternoon, we mean somewhere between 2 and 4-ish.
Yep.
Anytime we have arrived then, I mean, we've gotten into every show that we have.
All All 20 I've gotten into, and all 15 you've gotten into.
And all, like, we've done tons of them, a high percentage, probably 70%. We've arrived Friday afternoon at some point.
And these are for people, like, not just nobody names. I mean, we've gotten into Melissa McCarthy, Tina Fey, Taylor Swift, Nicki Minaj, like, big name people, not just nobody's that.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it does depend, but typically on a normal week, and I stress this, on a normal week, getting there sometime Friday afternoon is more than enough time.
I don't suggest or think it's necessary to get there days in advance. It kind of just puts more stress on you. We have been the people who have gotten there days in advance, and for over 24 hours, we were the only people in line.
Yeah, because we just knew there was going to be a huge line, and
there wasn't.
There was not.
And this was for a big name person. This was for Seth Meyers. Yeah. Like, this wasn't for, I don't know, somebody, a C-list actor.
Right.
It was for Seth Meyers.
Yeah. And where you show up is, it's going to be on 48th Street. It's between 5th and 6th Avenues. We always put in our GPS. There's a great little 24-hour deli across the street. We put that address in. It's called Deli's 48.
And your GPS, that's a great thing to put in. Deli's 48.
Yeah, it's...
It'll take you right there.
48 West 48th Street.
And you'll definitely know which side of the street to go on, because the side where we line up, there's nothing there. The other side of the street has a lot of bars and restaurants.
Yeah.
So you'll... Even if you're the first person there, you'll be able to tell which side to line up on.
Yeah, you're on the Rockefeller Plaza side.
Yeah. And It's a really great place to line up. It's quiet. It's not busy.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's really magical. You would think that, like, because it's between 5th and 6th, that would be busy, but it's really not, which is really nice for sleeping.
And we'll go more in depth in an episode specifically. Maybe we'll do an episode on, like, you know, what to find on 48th Street.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff around.
A lot of cool stuff that even we're still discovering 20 episodes later, so right. We'll talk to you more about what kind of things you can find on 48.
Yeah. And there is, it's really cool too, because they set up barricades, the little metal barricades. You see them all the time, like,
any kind of concerts or anything.
Concerts,
Good Morning America, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's like the stuff that people stand behind at, like, parades or whatever. There are barricades all the way down the street by the time you go to sleep, typically. And they do have security who...
24/7.
Yeah, who 24/7,
patrols. 20, all the time.
Not 24/7, but the whole time the line is there, security is also there. And they kind of patrol throughout the night, and there are security cameras on the line.
I was nervous my first time. I was like, how do I leave? Is somebody going to take my stuff? Is somebody going to mess with my stuff? Like, it was nerve-wracking. I had obviously, which I'm sure most people haven't, have never stayed on overnight on the streets of New York.
Right. No.
But it is really safe. Barricades and security guards and cameras.
Like, obviously, don't be an idiot, but, like, take your wallet with you if you go to the bathroom.
We actually always, anytime we leave to go any place, we leave all our stuff. We take our important things, our wallet, our backpacks, our phones, but we leave everything else, and knock on wood, nobody has ever, 20 times, nobody has
ever taken anything,
ever messed with our stuff, ever taken anything. Yeah. I have never heard of stories or reports of anything getting stolen from anybody. So it actually is very safe. And like we said, it's a quiet and not too busy street. So
yeah, and you know,
don't worry too much.
The line all kind of look out for each other, and the barricades block a lot of foot traffic from coming through.
Right.
It's really great. Which, you know, because they have the barricades and stuff, it kind of brings me to my next point, which is you can't have tents. They will tell you that you are not allowed to have a tent on the street, which is another reason we bring tarps, because we don't have a tent.
And they have different reasons for it. Whatever their reasons are,
they don't want
tents, and it makes sense. Tents are very big, and tents take up a lot of space in line.
Yeah, and you cannot see inside a tent, which has been one of the reasons we've heard, is they like to see who's there.
Which is, you know, for safety and numbers-wise, and that's fair. Sometimes tents stay up. 90% of the time, tents get taken down. It's not worth the risk.
Right,
it's not worth the risk to try to bring a tent and set it all up and then have it taken down and you have no plan B.
Right.
I mean, I guess if it's one thing if you have a plan B, but
But don't count on it.
Don't count on it. Almost everybody I have ever seen has been told to get rid of their tent, and they are left with nothing. It's not worth the risk.
Yeah, and it's similar because with air mattresses, a lot of people like to bring those. Those are questionable.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people have gotten away with it, and sometimes they have made them take it down.
So it's another one of those things where you can use your best judgment, but again, I would highly suggest it not be your only plan. If you are going to attempt to bring one of these things,
right.
I very, very much suggest to you, please bring a plan B, because nothing is worse than having, you know, losing your tent or losing your air mattress and having nothing left on the street all night.
Right. That's exactly how I feel,
too. It's just really, it's better not to bring them and to bring a chair or a sleeping bag instead.
Yeah.
Obviously, we all would like to be comfortable and safe, but...
Yeah. I mean, I just wouldn't count on it or anything. Let's see, what else do we have? You are allowed to leave the line as our next point. You're allowed to leave. They don't make you, like, stay in line the way that they do for, like, Times Square New Year's Eve situation.
Or, like, concert situations. I know when I used to do concerts like Taylor Swift, if you left, you lost your spot. This is not like that. If you leave, you don't lose your spot.
Right. That being said, you're not allowed to stay gone. Like, you can't go to, like, classes or go back to work or anything like that. They allow, I believe what it says
actually,
on the NBC site.
I was actually going to pull up the rules to read so we could read to you guys. They do have it listed. You can go look for yourself, too, if you want, on NBC.com. You look up tickets and NBC studio tour. You click on Saturday Night Live. We want to make sure the standby process is fair for everyone, so all standby line members must remain in line at all times. In other words, only people who intend to attend, that's tricky, the show will be allowed to wait in line. Of course, you are free to take minimal necessary breaks, like going to the bathroom and getting food. So, that is on NBC's actual site. It is official rule.
Yeah.
It is not smart to leave the line for hours. You most likely will get reported as a harsh word.
It's true, though.
It's true, though. I can't tell you the amount of times I have seen people reported and I have seen them kicked out. Kicked out. And when I say kicked out, I mean... It's almost kind of harsh. Like, it's almost kind of torturous. Like, go ahead.
Yeah, they will let you come all the way to the store when you line up that night. They will let you sometimes come all the way to the studio. To the studio, up to the elevator, all of that. And then security will say...
Remove you.
They will remove you. They will say, you started out with three and now there are five. Only three people are going in. I don't care who it is. Two of you have to leave.
I've seen it happen so many times. People think they're getting in, and then they tell them, you guys were gone for multiple hours. You guys added people, which is a whole nother thing we'll get into later. Don't risk it. There's so many things, and it's really an easy process to do. If you do have a class, I don't suggest skipping your classes. Here's a PSA as a teacher. Don't skip your class.
But that being said,
if you're going to do the standby line, be respectful and be fair to everyone. I would also like to leave the standby line for several hours to go do whatever I wanted.
Yeah, wouldn't we all? You can't.
That's just the rules. Either skip your class or...
Come later.
Those are just the rules. So don't risk it. Not everybody will report you, but you never know who you're around, so it's not worth the risk. You don't want to deal with all that drama. You really don't.
Right. It's true. And so, you know, food is all around. You can find it anywhere. But, like, also, if you need to know, one of the biggest things you need to know...
Bathrooms!
Yes. Where do I go pee?
Everyone always wants to know that.
Yeah. Okay. So, first and foremost... Your major source of bathroom break partying is going to be downstairs at NBC.
NBC itself,
the lady. No, you just go downstairs. It's like in the concourse area, and that is open from, what, 6 to 11?
6 a.m. to 11 p.m.
So, 11 p.m. is your last chance to pee downstairs. Keep that in mind, because you will not have to pee so much in your life as you will overnight on Friday night.
It is so true. And you say it almost every week we go.
It's true.
You and I can sleep for 12, 14, whatever hours at home and go to the bathroom once.
Yeah, but in line, girl.
But in line, for some reason, you need to pee 17 times.
Yeah, so 11 p.m. downstairs. Your Starbucks...
Don't drink a lot of water after that.
Yeah,
it's true.
And then, okay, your Starbucks is across the street. We all know the rules about Starbucks now. Anybody can go to their bathroom. But
you don't have to buy anything.
Right. But their hours are
6:30.
6:30 Saturday morning. Their hours are fewer than the ones downstairs. But if you need a closer option.
I think they close at 10:30 or 11 as well.
Yeah, but it's a place to go. They have a bigger bathroom if you need to change clothes.
And it's a private bathroom if you feel weird about that. They are private bathrooms. The bathrooms in NBC are like regular stalls, so.
All right, and then number three, when you are...
Desperate
between 11 and 6 a.m., 11 p.m. Friday night and 6 a.m. on Saturday when downstairs at NBC opens again... Basically, our best option here is going to be McDonald's. There's a McDonald's on, I think it's 6th Avenue and like 47th, I think. It's like a block away, like a block and a half away. And you have to walk there in the middle of the night, which is not fun. But they do have a bathroom upstairs if you get desperate.
And it is 24 hours.
Yeah, 24 hours. And they have a bathroom upstairs if you get desperate.
There is a Deli's across the street, but they have recently become quite... picky about letting people use their bathroom. Recently, in somebody in line, actually last week, some guys were like, they'll let you use the bathroom, but they said I have to buy a beer.
So I don't know. So
that Deli's is open 24 hours and they have a bathroom, but they are very picky about the bathroom.
This season, they started closing the bathroom at midnight.
It used to be that you could use the bathroom if you bought something. So that one is kind of try at your own risk.
Yeah.
You can try it. I can't promise you they will let you use the bathroom. McDonald's is your best bet. So just another thing you all should be aware of is the actual tickets. When you get your ticket at 7 a.m., that's what time they are handed out, 7 a.m. Saturday morning, they will ask you, do you want to see the live show or the dress rehearsal? You will have to tell them right then and there, make sure you know your answer. You'll tell them, I want to do the live show, I want to do the dress rehearsal. They will give you a blue ticket for dress rehearsal or a white ticket for the live show. And the tickets are really great because everything you pretty much need, all the information you need is on the tickets. It'll tell you when to show up for the show. If you are doing the live show, you show up at 10:30, I believe. And if you are doing the dress rehearsal, you show up at 7. And the ticket will tell you where exactly you need to show up. You need to show up inside NBC, the store, the NBC store. It's inside NBC. I forget which door it's outside of. I believe it's 50th Street. I can't remember. But there are tons of people in there. They'll direct you. So you go into the store and they will line you all up. They keep it super organized. Everything, everyone in order. They do a great job. On the actual ticket, the numbers are all printed. So when you get your ticket in the morning, your number will already be printed on it. So, you know, you could have on your ticket, it'll say, you know, number 1, 10, 30, whatever you are. And they typically let in between 60 and 80 people for the live show and dress rehearsal. So that's over 100 per people per week from the standby line, which is really awesome. Sometimes more, sometimes less. It depends. Generally, it's about 100 plus people, more than that. So that means you could be number 100 in line. And, you know, if you are person 100 in line, don't freak out. You still have a great chance of getting into the show because being person 100 in line means, you know, you could have ticket number 50 for the dress rehearsal because some people in front of you chose to do the live show. Person number 200 in the standby line could very easily get into the live show or dress rehearsal. I see it happen all the time. I have been to shows where every person in standby line has gotten in. That is a rare thing that happens, but it does happen. So when they do give you the ticket in the morning, the only thing that will be on it is all your information and instructions and your printed number. They will write your name on the ticket. First, they will take your ID. They will check that you are 16, and they will then write your name down on your ticket and on a piece of paper. They have like a list that is numbered, and they write down the names on their list and on the tickets just so everything is like super organized, and so obviously they have a count and they can check you in. So everything is, I mean, there can't be any discrepancies whatsoever. They do a really good job. Your name and numbers on it, and it coordinates with their piece of paper that they have when they check you in. When you go to check in to get into the show, you will have to present your ID and your ticket. Do not lose your ticket. I can't tell you if they'll let you in if you don't have a ticket. you can present your ID, but I really don't think they'll let you in if you lose your ticket. So please hold on to that. Do not lose it. And, you know, keep your ID on you because you're going to need that to check in. And on the tickets, it'll also tell you, this is very important, do not bring any large bags or backpacks. You cannot get into the studio with a large bag or a backpack. They will take it away from you. And if you don't want them to take it away, then they will tell you you cannot come into the show. So my suggestion is bring a little bag, bring a little purse. If you're with somebody, consolidate all your stuff into one bag so you guys only have one bag. Coats are fine. You can bring coats. They go through a metal detector and everything, so you'll deal with all of that. And like I said, all the information is on the tickets. It tells you everything that you're going to need to know, so make sure you give the back of those tickets a read, okay? And they do not let you keep them. They take them away from you when you get into the show. So I do suggest maybe taking a picture of it so you have a memory of it. And I think that's it for tickets. We'll talk more about that another time, but I think that's it for tickets.
And I guess that's pretty much it. That's a quick little outline of what to expect.
Man, we have so much more still to tell you guys.
I know.
There's so much to talk about Stand By Line.
Yeah, and we're going to go more in depth in upcoming episodes.
All of these subjects.
Yeah, definitely. So we will do that for you shortly.
Yeah.
So you'll just stay tuned.
We've been talking about this for like 20 or 30 minutes, and these are just the basic ones. So
right. We're
going to do episodes about more specific Stand By Line things. So for things that are coming up that you want to stay tuned for, we are going to dive more in depth to Stand By Line tips. Any kind of Stand By Line tips you guys have, please message us, email us, and we will answer them in this podcast.
Yeah, any
tweet
tips,
us, anything.
Any tips that you have or any questions you have.
Yeah, because if you hear us, if you have a tip that we haven't said, let us know. And if you have a question we haven't covered, or that we don't cover down the road, let us know and we will happily answer it. Anything you guys need.
Yeah.
And you can also look forward to some special guests we're going to have on soon and hearing about some exciting sketches that were cut during dress rehearsal, which is one of our favorite things to talk about.
That is one of our favorite things to talk about.
And for any of you that saw the polls we had on Twitter, you guys said that you were excited about hearing about those. So we'll definitely be talking a lot about cut sketches that you miss in future episodes.
Yeah, absolutely, because that's what I would mm-hmm. want to know what I was missing if I didn't get a chance
right,
to go to dress rehearsal.
Fair.
Yeah.
And you know, last season SNL was really good about uploading
cut for times,
and they have barely done it this season.
I
think a few, maybe.
Yeah,
so
we're gonna definitely
give you guys all the behind the scenes on that so you can be involved too.
Right. And just remember, you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. They are all at /standbyline. And then we have our website, snlstandbyline.com. Our email address is also snlstandbyline@gmail.com. And, you know, we have a contact page on there, too, if you want to just
Please follow us on Instagram and Twitter, because that's where you guys, as of right now, are going to get the most updates from us. So, again, Instagram and Twitter is standbyline. Make sure you follow us because you're going to get a lot of updates and you'll get to hear when we're recording and when we release episodes.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that about covers it for this episode.
I think so. That was longer, too, than we thought, but I guess there is a lot more about Standby Line than
There's a lot. So just stay tuned for all of those upcoming things, a little more in depth on the Standby Line, plus, you know, stuff you missed from dress rehearsal.
Yeah, it's not fair you guys miss it. We want you to be a part of it, too.
Exactly.
We are, what's that, your window to...
We're the insiders.
We're the insiders. Your window into... It's like your extended Saturday night.
I know. We're spies.
Spies. Don't say that. We'll get banned.
We're just kidding.
So that's it for now, I think. Thanks for listening to our first full episode.
Thank you guys so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
And this has been Jill.
And Amanda.
And it's the Standby Line.
The Standby Line.
Thanks, guys. Bye.